1. What types of buildings are there in your city?
Well, when it comes to my city, Ho Chi Minh City, the first thing that comes to people's minds will be a developing metropolis with a mixture of historical and modern buildings. The historical buildings consist of many temples, pagodas, and monuments. Meanwhile, the modern ones include many high-rise apartments, commercial complexes, office blocks.
2. What types of buildings are there in your living area?
Based on my observation, residential buildings are divided into the following types: individual houses or private dwellings, lodging or rooming houses, dormitories, apartments, hotels, commercial complexes, and office blocks.
3. In what type of building do most people in your hometown live?
My hometown is Dong Thap Province. Stilt houses can be seen in many places in Vietnam, but the best examples are those found in the Mekong Delta provinces.
Built to accommodate the annual Mekong River floods, stilt houses were traditionally made of wood but are now increasingly built of corrugated iron. During the dry season, it is easy to see bamboo stilts. Bamboo stilts can be up to 6 meters tall. Remarkably sturdy and flexible, they can withstand the swiftest current. They usually comprise one or two spacious rooms and open out onto the deck. At low tide, the house is accessed via a ladder from the floor to the bank, while at high tide, boats sail right up to the door. On the other hand, floating houses are quite common.
4. What is the oldest building in HCM?
Tanza Palace, Thuongza Tax, is over 2 centuries old and considered the oldest building in Saigon.
5. How important is it for a city to have iconic buildings?
Iconic or signature buildings have an important role as magnets. They can attract investments and tourists. Such structures reflect their city's identity and represent our understanding and thinking about these cities.
6. Are there any old buildings you want to see in the future?
Why?
Let me see. I was once a huge fan of Chinese movies, and in those films, there were these stunning palaces with authentic Chinese backgrounds, so being able to see these palaces for the first time with my very own eyes is on my to-do list in the next few years.
7. Should buildings be attractive to look at?
Why or why not?
It depends on the building's purpose. If a building is simply serving a purpose, like a meeting or storage, then it doesn't need to be that pretty. But if the architect has been asked to make a statement or to add value to an area by designing a pretty building, then it absolutely makes sense to build an attractive building.
8. What is the difference between the old facilities and the new facilities?
From my perspective, parks and libraries were famous facilities where people used to spend their free time. On the other hand, nowadays people use new facilities like gyms and leisure places that are based on technology.
9. What are the facilities that young people and older adults like in your country?
In my opinion, older adults like to spend time in the library and parks with their friends, while young people want to use the gym, leisure centers, shopping malls, etc.
10. What is the difference between facilities in the countryside and those in cities?
Education and health facilities are available in both places, but entertainment facilities and shopping malls are mostly available in cities.
11. Which is more important, preserving old buildings or building new ones?
I think both are equally important. We have to continuously renew our construction methodologies and ensure that we are on par with other developed nations. Old buildings must be preserved as well. But there must be a valid reason for preserving them. Also, there should be sufficient funds to maintain the building.
12. Why is it important to preserve the old buildings?
Old buildings are witnesses to the aesthetic and cultural history of a city, helping to give people a sense of place and connection to the past. Historic buildings often represent something famous or important to people who live in a city or those visiting. It is very crucial and practical that we preserve them to pass on knowledge to the next generation.